Hello, and welcome to Shelf Confidence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovations in the food and beverage retail industry. I'm Liz Kemery, your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Paul Myers, who is the Marketing and Communications Specialist for Utopia Hen and Nature's Yolk. Westfield Egg Farms, which is the parent company of Utopia Hen and Nature's Yolk, is a PFMA member. And today we'll be chatting about eggs and how a simple staple in American kitchens is ready to take you on a larger journey. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to come on and talk about our brands. And I love that little intro you gave there. Thank you so much. Sounded great.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. We'll talk about this more, but it's kind of fun because it's the first time I've had on another podcaster. So we kind of get it, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm switching seats for today. So I'm trying to make sure that I respond to you in the way that helps, you know, it sound good.
Awesome. Thank you. So speaking of that, I mean, my first question is pretty straightforward. Can you just share a little bit more about your responsibilities with Utopia Hen and Nature's Yolk?
Yeah, I'd love to. So at Westfield Egg Farm, I am marketing and communication specialist for both Nature's Yolk and Utopia Hen Farms. So that entails a lot. We're a small family-owned company, so very small teams as far as like sales team and marketing team. So our marketing team is a lot of tasks that we sort of have to juggle and handle. And so a lot of the things that I sort of have charge of and oversee is the social media, a lot of content creation, whether it's writing or photography and even some videography. Obviously, coordinating different events that maybe we have going on or connecting with our consumers, whether it be through social media or over the phone. Those are some of the other tasks that I handle. So yeah, when you think marketing or communications, pretty much anything that comes to mind, I dabble in here and there. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. And I love representing both brands. Obviously, I have to put on sort of a different hat depending on what brand and customer I'm dealing with. But that's sort of in a nutshell what I do.
But it's a nice thing too, because you really get to know the brands sort of inside and out in a position like that.
Yeah. And I work with an amazing team where, you know, I have, it's not just me. I have a manager above me who's doing a lot, especially overhead, seeing everything and sort of managing it and just making sure that the team below him is sort of keeping up with everything and staying on track. And he does a lot as well with, you know, some of the design things and obviously all the other responsibilities. And then we have another person on the team, Taryn, who's great at just coordination and sort of admin assistance and everything like that, which has been very helpful. So yeah, I work with a great team.
For Westfield Egg Farms, both of these brands fall under that parent company. And we'll get more into the differences between the two brands. But what is it that sort of makes Westfield Egg Farms and those two brands stand out from the competition?
That's a great question, obviously. And I think for both brands, if I can summarize what would make both of them stand out, obviously they have individual aspects that make them stand out, but I'm sure we'll get to that later in the podcast. But as a whole, just Westfield and all that that company is, what makes them stand out most is that they're a family-owned company. They are not backed by any investors. There's no equity or anything put into it. It is family-owned and operated. And that is something that we take pride in the sense that this is something that we're in the fourth generation now of. Its company started back in 1963 and got into the specialty egg category a little bit past that date. And then, yeah, Nature's Yolk came in the early 2000s. And then Utopia Hen sort of branched off of that in 2019, 2020 in that time. And so, yeah, the biggest thing is just family owned and operated. And it just builds such a good brand, but also a good community of people to work with. And also the consumer base is much more interested in the family values and just the connections made there.
Yeah. And I feel like that's been a really important thing to consumers more recently, is to really go back to community and family brands. And especially with the pandemic and everything, I think that was a huge shift. And like, I want to know where my stuff is coming from. I want to know who's putting it out there. So that was huge.
Especially when you're dealing with companies who you hold in high esteem, or you just love, you know, using their products and stuff. It's good to know sort of where, like who their constituents are, like who are the people that they're answering to. For a lot of big companies, unfortunately, they have to answer to their investors and they have to answer to the people who are backing them and giving them their funds and everything like that. So their first priority doesn't always include the customer, you know what I mean? Whereas with smaller companies, how we operate with family owned, our top constituents, the top people that we answer to are the farmers and the customers ultimately, because we're a small family owned company and that's just how we operate. So that's something that I love about, about Westfield and Nature's Yoke and Utopia Hen.
That's really important. Where is your coverage area? Where do you guys reach to as far as, you know, where people can find your products?
We're based in New Holland, Pennsylvania, so Lancaster County, and our farms, we partner with family farms all in that area. So our eggs sell largely on the East Coast. Well, mostly on the East Coast. We've started going a little bit out further west, and the hope is to eventually become a national brand. But it's definitely coming, but it's, you know, it takes time and work, and we're definitely putting in the hours and in the work to, you know, to get our brands to people who we know will love them. But yeah, largely from Maine all the way down to Florida, and then we go out around Ohio area, just about to that mark.
So if we focus on Nature's Yoke first, and we can get a little bit more into what that brand looks like. You shared with me earlier that that's very focused on like family health. What are some of the ways that you market Nature's Yoke to families and the benefits there to families?
Yeah. So Nature's Yoke, like you said, the big focus is families, community, connection, life, love, latitude is the slogan. It's very just wholesome. You know, we have colorful hearts on our cartons and bright colors and just warm and all the things that you want to think about when you think of family breakfast time, eating free range eggs and coming from happy hens and small family farms and everything like that. We're very focused on catering to families who are looking for a better quality egg, who are looking for an egg that is more sustainably produced and is coming from hens who are treated well. You go out there in the marketplace and obviously the cheapest eggs you can find are going to be the ones that are coming from conventional farms where the hens are locked up in barns or cages and they're, you know, not getting the time and space outdoors to live like hens should. So we want to be that voice in the marketplace, that product that can sort of make sure that it's not extremely pricey, but also be able to, you know, tie in the values and everything that families are looking for.
For people who may not understand the intricacies of the wording of, you know, what some of these products mean, you know, when you say raised, certified, humane, cage-free chickens, can you kind of give listeners like a mini lesson of what that means and sort of educate their buying decision?
Absolutely. Let me clarify a little bit that and sort of what I was saying before is when you go to the store, you go to the market, obviously the main things you're going to be finding are conventional eggs or a cage-free egg. To break down some of those terms, like I said, conventional, you can sort of bet that those chickens are being raised in, they actually are being raised in big barns. They never see the light of day. And then cage-free, while it's sort of brought across as something better than conventional, in reality, all it means is those birds are in a bigger cage is how we view it, because they might be let out of their little cages, but they're still trapped in the barn. They still never go outside. So those are some of the things that families are starting to sort of realize and come to terms with and sort of see, okay, how do I take care of this? Like, I don't want to keep purchasing eggs that are coming from somewhere I don't like. So then free range is completely different, where the birds are having time outdoors. They're actually getting out in the sun. They're scratching in the dirt and the grass and eating bugs and insects and how you think a chicken should live. So the only thing with certified humane is obviously a certification that is guaranteeing that the claims that we're making about our free range eggs are true. A company could claim to be free range, but if they're not backed by any third party verifications, there's no real way of saying that what they're claiming is actually true. Whereas the certification, it's a long process that we go through each year to make sure that the hens are getting treated well, they're being taken care of, and those eggs are actually being sourced in a humane way. So certified humane for free range guarantees 2 square feet of outdoor space per hen for at least up to 6 hours, at least 6 hours a day. So those doors are open on those barns 6 hours a day. The birds can come in and out as they please, and they have a lot of space to spread their wings and live as hens should. So that's sort of a breakdown of sort of what each term means and what to look for. So yeah, if you're looking to make the transition from a conventional egg to a free range, it's a good idea to check for those third-party verifications just to make sure that you're actually getting what it is that you want.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's good to have that understanding. So thank you. You had mentioned too, the tagline for Nature's Yoke is that live, love, latitude. And it really pulls in that family idea. And I really love the graphics that you guys use and the colors, as you mentioned. I mean, it really is very just bright and cheerful and happy and kind of brings all those things together. But it's more than a tagline. You guys really talk about those, you know, being the company values. And so how do those values sort of play out in the business and in the community and mean more than just, you know, words on a carton?
Yeah, life, love, latitude. It's really just grounded in who we are as a company. So when you think life, obviously we're meaning, yeah, just celebrating life and all that that means, you know, whether we're talking about people or we're talking about hens. And then love, obviously community, family, everything that matters most to us. And then latitude is sort of, we think about space, the space we're giving our hens, the space we want to give people around us to be themselves and be able to, yeah, just have space really in their communities and families and all that. So as a company, yeah, something that's very strongly lived out. And we have some core values to, you know, Westfield that really just help us to have integrity and be honest and be truthful and transparent with who we are and what we believe. You know, we're a faith-based company, and I feel like I can say that confidently and just say that that's really where a lot of this stems from is that. And it really plays through in how we treat one another in the office and how we want to be treating our customers and our clients. And yeah, sort of that life, love, latitude really stems from that. So I don't know if that answered your question well enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And I think that kind of goes with the whole, you know, idea of the family farm and the images and the things that people sort of have that go with that. And so it's nice to hear that it's backed up.
When we say that our eggs are coming from small family farms, we don't have any chickens on the actual Westfield property. Like at one point we did, you know, back years and years ago when that it first started. But what we do and how we operate is we partner with small family farms that are scattered about Pennsylvania. And that sort of keeps it that smaller scale, that smaller feel. It gives those farmers more independence and freedom to really run their farm the way that only they can know best because they're the farmer or not. So they still have to stay within our guidelines as far as, you know, our certifications and, you know, being going through all that to make sure that, you know, the eggs are what we're producing and everything. But yeah, it just keeps that very small family feel. And yeah, it gives the chickens a much better life because they're not on some massive, just like plant with all these chickens. You know, they're on a farm with the farmer. And a lot of our farmers are Amish as well, which really adds to that because they live the simpler life that they live. So that adds a lot to it.
One thing that you touched on, and you know, it's an interesting time right now because we know, again, that American consumers are really wanting to see sustainable products. They're wanting to see healthy products available to them. But typically those come with a higher price. And so we're also in this very interesting time where supply is low, inflation is high, and prices are high. So how is it that you sort of balance that and meet people in the middle where you can provide this higher quality product, but you can also make it for an affordable price for families?
I don't want people to go into this expecting that, you know, our eggs are by any means the cheapest ones on the shelf. They absolutely are not, because you're going to pay for a higher valued egg. You know, the work that goes into it and the space that the chickens are getting and just all that goes into it. It just a free range certified humane egg is going to be higher than just your typical conventional egg, as it should be. Yeah, but we do care very much about sustainability and the cartons we have. We want to make sure that they are as, you know, sustainable as possible. We've really tried to steer away from using plastic. It's something that we're still on the journey working through. A lot of people in the New York market, they actually find the plastic cartons to be really beneficial because, you know, a lot of them, you know, they're not traveling by car or whatever, like people do out in more rural or country areas. So that plastic carton, they feel, helps to actually keep their eggs more when they're, you know, putting in the bag and traveling on the bus or the train and stuff like that. But it's still something that's, you know, at our core, we want to be doing the best we can for our planet. So we try our best to use, you know, reusable, recycled materials. And yeah, it's a journey. And our company, where we actually wash and package the eggs, is 43% of that is powered off of solar power. So that's something that we are really happy about and obviously want to keep growing it. I think the biggest thing is just being able to recognize that it's a process and it is a journey. And it's not something where all of a sudden just, you know, we paid all these credits so that we could be able to call ourselves carbon free or whatever, but actually realizing like, okay, we're actually going to try and do this to the best of our ability and take the small steps that we can take, you know, like using more recyclable or recycled materials in our cartons and, you know, running our washing and packing plant off of as much solar power as we can. And just, yeah, those small steps really make the difference in the long run. And I hope to one day be able to say that we're 100% powered off of green energy and everything. And yeah, we'll get there eventually. I know we will.
I think one of the things that we had talked about prior to the podcast too, is that one way that you're making the eggs a better bang for your buck is that you've increased the size of the cartons, right?
Yeah, that is actually a new product that we have is Nature's Yolk Free Range, the Legacy 18 pack. I think on a larger scale, I think it would be a better value. And obviously you're getting more eggs. So you're automatically keeping your fridge stocked longer. You're taking fewer trips to the grocery store, especially for people with bigger families. It's a great product. You know, I don't know how many eggs you go through in a week, but there are some people that, yeah, that go through a lot. So bringing in that bigger pack size, I mean, obviously you're not going to pay less for 18 eggs than you will for 12, but that 18 eggs will get you through more of a week, more baking to do and everything, which means less eating out. So yeah, there's just a lot of different things that you could sort of pinpoint, but ultimately I think an 18 pack is a great size. I come from a big family. I know there are a lot of families, especially if they like eggs, they're eating a lot of eggs. So it's just a better thing to keep stocked in your fridge and everything.
Yeah, no, that's great. I have three boys who are young and growing and kind of still picky eaters, but one thing that they can all agree on is breakfast food. And so we go through a lot of eggs. And the thing is right now, I mean, we blow through a carton in one breakfast. So that's super helpful for somebody in that situation.
Definitely.
So if we shift over to the other brand, if we look at Utopi Hen a little bit, what makes that unique and different from Nature's Yolk?
When we think Nature's Yolk, obviously we're thinking family. That's sort of our mindset. Utopi Hen comes at it from a little bit of a different approach where our consumers are maybe not so much family oriented as they are maybe in their, you know, mid to late 20s, 30s, where they're sort of really focused on launching themselves and sort of into sustainability, responsibility. Not that there aren't families who enjoy our Utopi Hen eggs. I just think with the pasture-raised egg, it's obviously a higher price value. So I think the people that are buying these, we try and focus a little bit more on the individual rather than the family. Let's put it that way. We've had, you know, obviously bakers, we've had people who are into nutrition. I run a podcast for Utopi Hen Farms. It's called Utopi Hen Talk. And the amount of people that I've brought on who like our eggs and just being able to see just the differences between, you know, what it is that they do and what they're into. But yeah, the brand overall is the slogan for that is join us on the journey. So it's really a brand that recognizes the journey and that we're all on to create a better world and a brighter future. And it's sort of like we were talking about with sustainability. That's a huge focus, just that small step-by-step along the journey, creating a better world.
I got a chance to listen to some of your podcasts, which was great. Specifically I want to say it was a baker in Florida. She had a really interesting story.
Carol Mugo. Yep.
So she actually had several health issues over the years. And this, I think specifically was a direction she went because of that with her baking and then with this product. So, I mean, that was just one, you know, great example that I heard. But what are some of the, you know, interesting things that you've gathered from the people, the podcasts and things that you kind of learned about people who use your product and about your own product that, you know, you kind of heard from people on the podcast?
Definitely the allergy thing. That's been a big component because Utopi Hen, it's pasture raised. So the birds are, you know, they have more space per hen and they're, you know, outdoors and, you know, getting all the nutrition and everything that they need. And then we have the organic pasture raised, and then we have a soy free pasture raised. So these are the kind of our biggest market is places like Mom's Organic Market or some more higher end stores that are very focused and maybe all they carry is organic products such as Mom's Organic Market. That being said, yeah, a lot of the people that purchase them, a lot of the people we brought on the podcast have been people who are very in tune with health and nutrition and what exactly they're putting into their body, how is it affecting them. A lot of the people that I bring on the podcast, we've had a couple, I think, with soy-free or soy allergies rather. And soy is one of the top 8 allergies in the world. And it is in, unless you get a soy-free egg, it is pretty much in every egg just because soy is such a staple to just a hen's feed and in their regular diet. How you get a soy-free egg is you take the soy out of the feed that the chickens are eating. I mean, obviously they're replacing that with, you know, other natural vitamins and minerals that they need and everything. The people I've brought on have been very focused on their overall health and whether it's an allergy they deal with or something that they've decided that they want to remove from their regular diet for whether it's health reasons or just personally like, hey, I could do without all this gluten or I could do with less of this, less of that.
And we have a lot of family with a variety of allergies, not soy, but I mean, I understand like that's a hard journey, especially like when we get our larger family together with, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews and stuff. There's a lot of specific dietary needs in there. And so it can be challenging because again, you know, you might think like, okay, well, are you allergic to a cookie bar? And it's like, it depends. You know, what did you put in it? So, yeah. I mean, you really have to kind of go back and think about like, you know, each of those products and to think about as far back as what went into the product that you're cooking with. Mm. So that's good to know that that's out there for people who want it and who need it for health reasons as well. If you look at the description of Utopia Hen on the website, it describes the brand as sustainable, family-oriented farming, ethical responsibility, and 100% pasture-raised chickens and ducks. So when you pull those elements into your brand, what are some of the impacts that that has on the business and what are some of the impacts that that has on the consumer or the community that you're serving?
I think the biggest thing is just being that sort of in the egg space for the people who are looking for that type of product. I mean, obviously it's something that more and more people are sort of catching on to and looking for. So there's a bigger desire for that, I guess, in the marketplace that is definitely being filled from all ends. But I feel like we're one of the very few companies who sort of comes in from that family owned and operated standpoint and is able to offer a product like that, that is not only pasture raised where the hens are getting guaranteed 110 square feet of outdoor space per bird, but we're also offering that in an organic SKU and then a soy-free as well. So I feel like we're just glad to be able to sort of meet our consumers where they're at and what they're looking for and offering them those types of products. And then on top of that, it's so important to us that we're using sustainable packaging, whether it's pulp cartons or hybrid cartons, things that can be recycled or come from recyclable materials and sort of working our way towards that. And again, they're all packed in the same plant. So 43% solar power. And we try our best to reuse, you know, the pallets that we stack the eggs on and just different things here and there that really go into what our mission is. So I think the big thing too is just we like to say we're more than an egg brand. It's a movement. Eggs is what we do. Pasture-raised eggs is what we're all about. But it's more than that. There's sort of these values and this mission that we're sort of pushing behind it and bringing along. And eggs really are just the catalyst in a sense.
It's nice to see that thought and purpose in the whole process. I think that's important.
Yeah. Eggs are what we do, but how can you, yes, eat our eggs, but obviously how can the sort of the messages that we're promoting and everything, how can you take that and, you know, take it into your own life, whether yes. you work in, you know, computer science or you're in nursing or you're a health coach. We sort of want to be that encouragement, a conversation starter, sort of, yeah, really be that voice in the marketplace.
It's building momentum and setting an example. And yeah, it's all those great things. That's awesome. So in June, we had our PFMA annual conference, and it was very nice to meet you in person. We had a mini trade show, and Westfield Egg Farms was there to share more about the products and the brands and what you guys are all about, which is great. What is it that in those conversations or through this podcast that you really want to let our members know about Westfield Egg Farms, Utopia Hen, and Nature's Yoke?
Just raising awareness, you know, trying to support family farming and ethically raised eggs, happy hens, and just to recognize each individual on the journey that they're on and sort of make connections with people and celebrate life and love and latitude and just really all the messaging of our brands and of, you know, the products are things that each individual person that I work with really takes to heart and really tries their best to live out. So yeah, as we're marketing and going to different events and standing out there and talking, you can really know. And I think this is a big thing. We want them to know that it's real. Like, it's not just, and I'm sure every company will say that, but it really is something that we care about and want to be able to support and supply and meet people where their needs are.
Well, thank you. We really covered a lot today. It was great to get to know more about the products, the brands, to talk more to you and just sort of share what we can for our members. Is there anything else that we didn't get to that you wanted to share today?
I encourage people to, when they're in their store next, to look for our products. If we're not available in your area, reach out to us. We'd love to be. We love when people say, hey, I want to pull your eggs into our store. Like, you're not here. How can I get you? The best thing to do is reach out to us and tell us, and we're going to do what we can do to get ourselves there. And then in the meantime, keep looking for products that are sourced ethically and that are meeting your needs. Don't settle for less. I think that's what I would have to say. We'd love for you to stop by the website, swing by our social media, post every day and give updates on the chickens and any news coming down with our products. We'd love to see you and say hi.
Awesome. Hey, thanks. And how did it feel to be on the other side?
harder than I thought.
I'll have to remember that if I get swapped over to the interviewee.
Yeah, I'll interview you next.
Well, I think it's only fair, right? So
yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Tune in 2 weeks as we welcome BFC Solutions to chat about how preventative maintenance can help your business achieve its sustainability goals. If you enjoy Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. Thanks for listening.